The head on only a game, competitive stone skipping in the upper Midwest. But first, with their pick in the 34th round of the 2013 Major League Baseball draft, the Arizona Diamondbacks chose Corey Hahn, an outfielder who'd last played on February 20th, 2011. On that day, in his third game for Arizona State, Hahn slid headfirst into second base, collided with the knee of the player covering the bag, and broke his neck. He's been paralyzed from the chest down since then. I spoke with Hahn shortly after he was selected, and I asked him what being chosen in the draft meant to him.
It obviously means a whole lot to me and my family just because my whole life I've been gearing towards, you know, being a professional baseball player. And to have that dream kind of cut short was, you know, obviously a tough thing to go through. But the fact that the Diamondbacks still, you know, they still saw me as a baseball player and, you know, wanted to do this for me, it's something that my family and I will be forever thankful for.
Shortly after you were injured, your dad, Dale, resigned from his job to become your primary support system. Tell me a little bit about what that decision has meant to you.
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't be where I am today without my dad. To be able to put his whole life on hold to help me get through my daily stuff in life and assist me with whatever I need possible, it's something that, I mean, I love him to death already, but, I mean, it's something that I have the utmost respect for him, and it's something that, you know, if you ever ask him, he always would say, every dad would do this for their kid, but he's actually doing it.
In Bill Plaschke's L.A. Times story about you and your father, you're quoted as saying, we're a team and we live for small victories. Tell us a little bit about some of the recent small victories, Corey.
The recent small victories, I wouldn't call this one necessarily small, but being able to drive again is probably the big victory that's been going on. I've been able to get behind the wheel again and gain some of that independence and being able to drive and go places where I want to when I need to and not having to rely on people is big. And so that's kind of the new big thing that I've been able to accomplish recently. So the little things have been, you know, things like getting around campus on my own and being able to go from class to class.
Corey, since Derek Hall, the president of the Diamondbacks, has talked about employing you, I wonder if you've begun to think about what you might do on behalf of the team. I don't know what your major is as you're pursuing that degree, but what's your thinking along that line?
Yeah, well, I'm majoring at ASU. I'm majoring in business, so I'm becoming a well-rounded, you know, hopefully well-rounded businessman with what I'm learning from there. I mean, I've put a little bit of thought into it, and I've talked to Derek a couple times, but I'm thinking, you know, either in the front office type thing, whether it's, you know, there's so many branches in the front office, but hopefully in the management stuff and or scouting. Either, you know, those options are always available. And I think either way, my knowledge of the game of baseball or the stuff I'm studying in school can really pay off and be able to help the Diamondback organization.
Corey, good luck, and thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Corey Hahn graduated from Arizona State with a business degree. Arizona Diamondbacks president and CEO Derek Hall made good on his promise and hired Corey as an assistant with the team's Scout Ahead development program.